Now, on Japan and China, we all want stability in Asia. I mean, that's, of course, something it's in everyone's interest. So we certainly hope that both countries will find ways to de-escalate the current issue. The China-Japan relationship is important. Economically, it's important. China is Japan's largest trading partner. But it's a complex relationship, partly because of the U.S.-China strategic competition. So everything that China and Japan has is seen through that larger prism. They also have disputes in the Senkaku Islands. And of course, it's also because of the overhang of the history of the Second World War, which still remains between the two countries. We hope the two countries will find ways to resolve these very complex issues and move forward. Southeast Asia has done that with Japan, as far as the history is concerned. It has taken some time, but with the passage of time, with the passing of generations, the feelings are not the same. And we have put the history aside and we're moving forward. And it's quite striking that survey after survey shows that Japan is the number one trusted great power in Southeast Asia. And so Singapore and all the Southeast Asian countries support Japan playing a bigger role in our region, including on the security front, because we think that provides for some stability in the region.
All the same, do you think poking the dragon in the way that the Prime Minister did, do you think that was advisable?
Well, I'm not her advisor. I can't I can't judge the wisdom of whether or not, you know, what she said was wise to do. But it has been said. It can't be unsaid now.
Yes.
So it is there. There will be a difference of views, clearly. And I think both sides, I think on the Japanese side, they are clearly wanting to bring things down, to stabilize the relationship and not cause this to escalate further. And I hope China will feel the same way. And while there may be differences, you know, the two countries can still get along and work together.
The current atmosphere, what do you think the chances are of a war over Taiwan?
We've always said that we don't think this is likely to happen in the, you know, foreseeable future, at least in terms of a unilateral, unprovoked action by China. You've asked this question repeatedly.
Yes.
To my predecessors, to me.
So far, you've been right.
And our views remain the same. It is an important issue for China, Taiwan. It is the reddest of red lines. But I don't see, and we don't see it happening unless something happens that really crosses China's red lines in terms of, for example, a unilateral move by Taiwan.
Yes.
To declare independence, because then it becomes two Chinas, not one China. I think America's policy here also is very critical. And America has always been consistent and very careful with its policy that there should not be any unilateral change to the status quo. And number two, that while America defends or supports Taiwan's ability to defend itself, it does so in accordance to the Taiwan Relations Act and to America's one China policy. It's a very carefully crafted statement, and up to now, across different administrations, America has, broadly speaking, maintained a consistent approach with that policy. And if it does so, I think there will be a good chance of us maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits.